This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Earl is back on the phones with us now, the head coach at the Auburn Basketball Tigers, coming off their SEC championship last year. Coach, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I wanted to ask you, are you going to have a comfort level now in your locker room? Because I was worried about you. It looked like everybody was leaving you, and you were going to have to hand out name tags at first practice. Now you've got all these familiar faces back.
Yeah, you know, it's a very interesting time in the sense that when you first of all, what a wonderful problem to have that we have got some guys that are interested in going to play professionally. And, our job is at university is to get them from here to there. So if we happen to get them from here to there as a sophomore or as a junior, that's our job. But it is really good news to have three of the four kids that put their name in the draft coming back.
It seems like we haven't seen Austin Wiley in years, which I guess we haven't. And when we saw him, we only saw him for a little bit his freshman year. Where is he basketball shape-wise, and what is the ceiling right now for Austin Wiley?
He's got a high ceiling. He really does. I mean, look, when I had Austin, Austin would have been a senior in high school. And now he's going to be, what amounts to be a true, will be a true sophomore in college. And he was a big boy a couple years ago. Now he's a grown man. And Austin has a chance to be one of the most dominating big men in college basketball this year. And obviously I'm thrilled about it for Auburn because he's a legacy child and his parents had such great careers here. Austin helped us rebuild this program. He helped us, win 18 games his first year, helped us, get to a championship last year. Even though he was not eligible to play, he still practiced and led from the bench and really turned the program around just by him coming here, a five-star player. And now he gets to continue to help us build this program. And he's in great shape, and he is an absolute he's a beast. He's just a beast.
Last year, we asked you about midseason as you were entering towards number one in the country, that if Austin was playing with you, could he play that style, or would he change your style of play? Can you, for this new audience in the morning with us, can you explain to us how Austin fits into your style?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. As big and strong as he is, he's incredibly mobile. He's incredibly fast, so he will fly up and down the floor. And we'll get the ball to him early in our transition. He's going to be a huge part of our transition early post-up game as well as our transition ball screening, game. Going to put a lot of pressure on the rim in transition. I think defensively the way that we play is actually going to help him as he goes on to the next level because it'll force him to get out there on the perimeter, impact ball screens, put a little bit more pressure to ball. He's not a lumbering center, by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, and I think the last thing is, it gives me a really dominating screener in a sense that when Austin pinned down, when he pins down, I mean, there's no getting around him. I mean, he's a load.
Coach Bruce Pearl is with us. He is on the Mick Ultra Pure Gold Hotline, the Auburn basketball coach. You know how important bracket projections are in the month of June, Coach. but the two most prominent, Jerry Palm of CBS and Joe Lenardi of ESPN, put theirs out yesterday. And Auburn is a 3 seed. Are they a 2 seed in Lenardi's Dunaway? Am I right about that?
Auburn's 3 in both.
Okay. I mean, those are obviously high expectations. How do you embrace that?
Hey, guys, let me stop.
It's in concrete, Coach.
It's wonderful. I mean, high expectations are a good thing. This is what you work for. This is what you want. Auburn men's basketball is a preseason 3 seed. Auburn men's basketball is a preseason top 20 team. Auburn's men's basketball team has been invited and will play in the Maui Invitational. By the way, I need all of our fans to get on a plane right after the Saturday football game. Get on a plane. Go to Maui. We play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Fly back Wednesday night. Have Thanksgiving with the family. And then go to Tuscaloosa for the Iron Bowl on Saturday. I mean, it's an absolute dream weekend for an Auburn fan. You guys knew I was going to have to throw something like that in there.
Absolutely, we're willing to go. Yeah. I just want you to know
this part of the show brought to you by Bruce Pearl Travel.
Yes. That's being called the strongest field in tournament history, by the way. You should know. Yeah. And you probably do. Yeah. Arizona, Duke, you guys, Gonzaga, Illinois, Iowa State, Xavier, San Diego State. My word, what a field in that thing.
It's a great field. Yeah, it is. It'll be all we can handle, but it'll certainly get the kids, you know, very excited, you know, about getting started in training. And, guys, it's good to be relevant. You know, it's good to be competitive. And that's the biggest thing that I wanted to bring to Auburn basketball is just be competitive. And the championships and things like that will take, you can't be great unless you're already good. And we haven't been very good, so now we're good. And let's see if we got a chance to be great.
Do you work out and eat differently in the summer knowing you've got to wear those Hawaiian shirts on national TV for 3 days?
You know, no, I got a wedding coming up in June and end of June. And I have yet to, like, lose those 10 pounds that I want to lose, so I'm not that fat guy in the picture. I work out just so I can eat what I want to eat. And obviously it shows. It's taken me years to get this belly, and I'm proud of it.
I'm looking at an article here, the Gary Parrish from CBS, a guy that we really respect, wrote, and it says, why Auburn's Bruce Pearl once on the hot seat due to an FBI investigation got a contract extension. It wasn't that long ago that Pearl was believed to be close to being fired, but a lot has changed since then. So congratulations on the contract extension. Did you ever believe for a moment, though, that being fired was a possibility?
Yeah, I thought it was a possibility, of course. You know, we had some real problems in our program. You know, the FBI investigation, the Department of Justice, the NCAA, ourselves. We had to turn this thing inside out, upside down, and we had to uncover the mistakes that were made. And then we had to do some things to rectify those mistakes. You know, we had three staffers that, you know, unfortunately lost their jobs. We had two players that, lost their eligibility. You know, we had a pretty exhausting investigation to be able to determine where we were. And obviously one of the things that I think should be comforting to our fan base is because we went through all that process, and yet this coaching staff was still able to not only survive but, you know, continue and do well. It's an indication that we've come through this in a good place, in a really good place. So, but absolutely, I take some accountability for the things that happened under my watch. You can't be aware of everything, and you know, sometimes mistakes, obviously, you know, do happen, and that's why there's a process to rectify them, straighten them out. And I'm glad we're able to move forward from this.
If you can just, and on that just one more time, Alan Green, the athletic director, comes into that sort of midstream. But Dr. Leaf, the president, was there the whole time. Can you talk to me about the faith he had in you and then the fans and their support for you when Alan Green landed in Auburn and took the job? I'm sure he heard at every turn, you got to keep Bruce Pearl. You got to keep Bruce Pearl. What did that mean to you?
Well, it meant a great deal. That if it wasn't for the support of the Auburn family, and it was more than just winning basketball games. It has to do with graduating student athletes. It has to do with trying to, you know, do the right things in the community and have some positive impact there. As you guys have known me for many years, and, you know, both in my time at Tennessee as well as here at Auburn, it's more than just the success on the court that you'd like to be evaluated. I credit Dr. Lee and I credit Alan Green with, you know, inheriting a very difficult situation and having the wisdom and the patience to step back and evaluate the situation and determine themselves what was best for the university. And their job both is to protect the university first and foremost. And also part of that is to protect the individuals that work for the university. And so I'm really glad that they were able to offer me the support that we need to be able to continue to move forward and give me the opportunity to earn their trust.
While we're on difficult subjects, is LeBron better than Michael Jordan?
You know, first of all, it's not necessary to have the discussion, you know, because they're both the greatest. You know, why don't you throw Larry Bird in there or Magic Johnson in there or what? You know, what would be the point? You know,
You don't do a four-hour radio show, Coach. We have to have these types of discussions.
No, you're right. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. But part of the discussion of the four-hour radio show is to discuss why do you have to choose
right.
between which one is greater. I think for me, because of LeBron's incredible size and his power and his stamina, combined with his skill package, he's obviously, unique almost to all sports. You know, I was talking with Coach Malzahn a little bit about, you know, if LeBron James played football, where would you play him? You know, and, you know, when you stop and think about his size, who would he compare to? The greatest tight end out there, where would you put him on the defensive line? He very well may be, one of the greatest athletes of all time for his size and his speed. And of course, we probably own the greatest athlete of all time here at Auburn in Bo Jackson. I know Charles Barkley wouldn't like me to say that.
Yes. Do you,
Charles can't hit a baseball.
Yeah, no, he cannot. You're absolutely right.
He can't throw one either if you saw that on TNT that night.
Do you need to promote your basketball camps or are they full? You're more than welcome to do so.
Well, I think the website is brucepearlbasketballcamps.com.
Correct, yes.
Is that it?
That is it. You nailed that one, Coach.
Brucepearlbasketballcamps.com. I tell you what, we're in the middle of overnight camp right now, and it's probably our biggest camp. But we've got day camp coming up, not this week, but next week, and that runs Monday through Friday. We've got a father and son camp that is going to be obviously father and son weekend on Friday and Saturday next weekend. Team camp is sold out. It always has been sold out. There are definitely a couple more camps for kids to be able to come. And, for the Auburn family, there's no better way of tying into, to our basketball program. My coaches are there every day. My players are there every day. It's just a fun way to kind of get to know each other and learn how to play a game a little better and have some more fun with it.
For the women that are texting us right now, the wedding you're getting ready for this summer is not Stevens, is it?
No, Steven is still he's still a free agent.
Okay.
He's still out there. Although Dad is clearly ready for grandchildren. I'm clearly. But my daughter Leah, my youngest daughter Leah, is getting married and to Stephon Ball, and we're very excited about. We're very excited about that, the two great families coming together.
Well, congratulations on that, and to all the people listening across the state of Alabama that are female that are now sighing that Steven is still on the market. They're pumped.
Hey, listen, Pearl is going to love he's going to love this promotion right now. I say right now. This is good.
Coach,
this is really good. Yep, he's still out there.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for the time, Coach. We always appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate you guys. Thanks, Warrior.
All right, take care. That is all.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good. Auburn wins 22-19. The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
Auburn coach Bruce.